So why did I get married? In a previous episode, I talked about how as a kid, I never thought about getting married and I never wanted to have kids or thought about that. I just thought about myself as a person and where I wanted to go with my life, and marriage and kids just weren't a part of that equation. So why did I get married? I wish there was an easy answer for that. There's not. So my ex proposed to me on Christmas of all days, about 5 years. So 5 years, 6 years, 5 years, I think, after we started dating. He proposed and then immediately told me that he didn't want me to tell anybody and that he didn't want to get married. Oh yeah, it was 2012. So it was 5 years. He told me he didn't want to get married in 2013 because he thought getting married in a year with 13 would be bad luck. And it kind of broke my heart a little bit because I was... There wasn't really a grand gesture. He just, I was sleeping and he was making breakfast and I could smell the breakfast and like I was kind of waking up and he came in and he was kneeling next to the bed and I saw a box and I immediately like got weepy and asked him what he was doing. And then he asked me to marry him and I burst into tears and I said yes. And I don't really know why I said yes. I think it was just, I thought that was the next thing. And we'd been together for 5 years and that was the longest relationship, still the longest relationship I've been in. And I guess I sort of worried what it would mean if we didn't get engaged, at least, you know? And I don't know. But as soon as he asked, he told me that he didn't want me to tell anybody because he didn't want the attention and, you know, I couldn't start planning it for anything. So basically, like, I got engaged and there was no fanfare whatsoever. And then once, so my dad died. So my dad died at the end of 2013. And once 2014 hit, that was when I found out that I was having reproductive problems. And you know, so I was already grieving my dad, and then I knew that I was probably going to be grieving my reproductive organs at some point soon. And I finally said to him, I'm like, okay, so it's 2014. When are we getting married? And I guess I kind of pushed him into it on, like, not meaning to. And I didn't really want to get married, but the reason that I pushed it was because I didn't know if I was going to live or die. And I knew that if something happened, that he was the one that I wanted to deal with my affairs. He was the one that I knew would do what I asked, you know, when I died, that I, you know, wanted to be cremated and I would want my ashes spread where my parents were spread, in our backyard by the river. And I knew that he was the only one that would obey my wishes. And so that's kind of why I did it. I thought I was going to die. I got married because I thought I was going to die. And I wanted him to have all the rights of a spouse if something like that should happen. And that's a dumb reason to get married. You know, it would have been different if we were madly in love with each other and, you know, we wanted to just be married to each other. You know, just to say that we were married to that person because we love them so much. But at that point, we weren't madly in love with each other. No matter what we said, I think we kind of resented each other. And it's a hard thing to admit. You know, I've had a year to sit and think about that whole 10 years that I was with him. And, you know, it wasn't all his fault. It's never just one person's fault, ever, no matter what they say. There's always two parties, and there's always stuff. And no one is fucking perfect. And I think ultimately what brought us down was his, I don't even know how to describe it, just his ability to just cut into me at any moment, just to go from loving me to just fucking hating me and telling me that I'm the worst person in his life from 0 to 60, like nothing. I think like that, for me, that was a major, major thing. And because of that, I stopped trying. You know, it's like he's going to get mad at me no matter what. And so I stopped trying. I stopped trying to be sexy or whatever. And I stopped initiating sexual encounters because I wasn't into it. And in those moments, I think in my head it was like, well, I'm sick or I'm tired or I'm stressed out, because at the time I was running my own business and, you know, I was just always tired and, you know, I would have blamed it on that, but I was falling out of love with him and I couldn't admit that to myself, or maybe I couldn't see it, that I was, each time that he tore me apart emotionally, I fell a little bit more out of love with him. And listen to me now. I'm like saying, oh, there's two people. And I'm sitting here like saying how basically it was all his fault. It was, but it, I mean, it was both of us. It was, you know, but it, I mean, I was reacting to how he was treating me. You know, and I mean, he would probably say that I was the asshole. I'm sure he's more than once said that I'm the asshole to people. And then got into his own head and accused me of cheating on him. And I just, I don't regret things. I do wish that things could have happened differently. I do wish that our relationship could have ended on a better note than it did. You know, what happened was that I had to get a restraining order against him and cut off all contact with him. And I think that's probably the best thing that could have happened, because it prevented us from communicating. And because I didn't want to hurt him, I would have talked to him and he probably would have talked his way back in. And then who knows where I would be right now. I could be dead for all I know, you know, if I would have let him back in. You know, if things hadn't happened the way that they did, he would have found a way to weasel his way back in and I would have let him. Everything happens for a reason, and it sucks. It sucks. Like once you sit and you think about things and you're like, this happened, like this happened so that this could happen. So then that this next thing could happen and on and on and on. And you're like, God, like it really does. Everything happens the way it's supposed to, but it sucks at the time when you're living it. And I know it's all for the best, but I still, wish that it could have just ended in a different way, I guess. So as you can probably imagine, I've been holding on to a lot of pain since my marriage ended. Pain that I didn't actually know that I was still holding on to. And then it just sort of hit me. Because I Googled my ex the other day and I found out that he was arrested for a DUI on our anniversary this last year, and which also happened to be the anniversary of him beating the shit out of me. And I don't know why I Googled him. I guess I just wanted to see how he was doing, to see if he was okay. And you know, there wasn't anything exceptional like on the main search page. And then I clicked images. The first image was a mugshot of him. And my heart just dropped. Because that is not what I wanted to see. And at the same time, I wasn't surprised. But this next segment is, I guess I recorded it because I knew it was going to be raw and real. But I taped it while I was looking at his mugshot and got out everything that I've been holding on to. So here it is. I loved you. I loved you so much. I hate that this happened to you. I wanted you to find happiness. All I ever wanted was for you to be happy. I wanted you to be happy more than I wanted myself to be happy. How fucked up is that? And you didn't care. And I put so much energy into trying to make you happy that I lost myself. 10 fucking years. I just wanted you to be happy. And I know that you're blaming me for what happened to you now. I know you are, because it happened on the anniversary of us and on the anniversary of you beating the shit out of me. I know that you blame me, even though it's you that did it. You are no longer my responsibility. You are no longer my problem. And you know why this didn't happen sooner? Because I always took care of you. You. Drinking a fucking case of beer and doing shots. And when I saw you getting to the edge, when you were supposed to be the one driving home, I stopped and I was the adult and I got us home every fucking time. I took care of you, our entire relationship. And yeah, you were there for me through certain things, but not really. You bitched about everything. You bitched about having to go to my dad's, which you never really did. You probably went twice in the fucking year and a half that he was still alive when we were there. You bitched about having to go to the hospital because it took so long for you to drive there when I was in the hospital after my surgery. All you ever did was bitch about everything. You know, and you did get my prescriptions, but only so that you could take them for yourself, not actually keep them for in case I needed them. You're a fucking addict. You are a fucking addict. And you've been out of my life for over a year now, and I can't get you out of my head. I can't get your fucking words. I can't get your fucking words out of my head. Fucking asshole. You destroyed me. You fucking destroyed me. And I am done. I am done letting you affect me anymore. You are not worth my time. You weren't worth my time then, and you for sure as fuck aren't worth it now. You're not my responsibility anymore. And I've never thought of myself as a nice person. Maybe I am too fucking nice. I really wanted you to find yourself and become something. You've used everything as an excuse. I'm sure you use this DUI. You're like, well, my parents are dead and my wife left me. I'm sure that's the fucking story that you told the police. You still did it. You still drove because you didn't have me to do it for you. I didn't cheat on you. I didn't do all the horrible things that you think that I did. You did this to yourself, and I'm done. I'm fucking done with you. I think we sometimes hold on to pain as like a security blanket. And as this podcast goes on, you're going to learn a lot of things about me and my life. And you're going to wonder how I'm still standing. Because, yeah, that's how much shit I've had happen to me. And there have been things that I've held on to for 20 years that I've finally let go. And for me to finally let go of the pain of an abusive marriage in just over a year, I think that says a lot about how I've grown as a person. And I'm proud of that. I feel so much better now that I let it go. And I don't know why I was holding on to it. Why do we hold on to anything? But in doing that, I think I'm ready. I'm ready to be the person that I lost. And I hope you like me. Thanks again for listening. Bye.